Listen to six people talking about their neighbors.
1. I've lived in this town for most of my life, and it's always been a great place to live. Everyone's really friendly, and there's a real sense of community. My neighbor is wonderful, and now that I'm in my 80s, it's good to know that she is there if I need her. She's always been really helpful, but now I can't get around so easily. Her assistance makes all the difference to me. I'm still very independent, so I don't need much help. But every week she asks me what groceries I need and gets them for me. That's what I think makes a good neighbor.
2.
I've been quite lucky with this apartment. Some of my friends say their neighbors keep them awake all night with their loud music. But here, it's pretty quiet and everyone keeps to themselves. I like that. I'm a private person, so I don't want nosy neighbors who always want to know your business. That, to me, is the key difference between a good and bad neighbor.
3.
It was only when it started getting warmer that the problems with our neighbors started. The first time I nearly got hit by a ball when gardening. I thought it was an accident and returned it to our neighbors. But after politely asking 3 or 4 times for them to stop their children throwing things over the fence, I got really fed up. I knew the children were doing it on purpose, but their parents didn't care. It didn't feel safe sitting in the backyard, and it certainly wasn't relaxing. We've since moved and now have the perfect neighbors. They're really good parents, and it's a joy to hear the children playing next door. Sometimes you hear them getting yelled at when they get too noisy. And I know for sure that if a ball did happen to land in our yard, it would be an accident, and they would apologize.
4.
We decided to move to the Brecon Hills community because we feel strongly about being part of something where other people's values match ours. We strongly believe that neighbors should share and work together. And one of the things we love about this community is that we have weekly meetings to sort out any problems and to discuss what improvements can be made. This week, we're going to be discussing how we can collectively homeschool our children.
5.
I remember when I was a student. I lived in a really noisy house once. It was divided into 2 apartments, and I lived in the top floor, one with 3 roommates. The guy who lived downstairs wasn't the ideal neighbor, that's for sure. He played really loud music and often played his electric guitar until the early hours. It wasn't too bad for me as a first-year student, but my roommate had a job, so he was always getting annoyed about being woken up. Now that I'm working, I really appreciate the fact that I have good neighbors on both sides of me. They never play loud music late during the week, and I don't even know if they're in most of the time. I feel very fortunate.
6. I think my neighbor is amazing. He's just the kind of person you want to live next to. I mean, just last week I had problems with my water heater and I had to call someone to repair it. The problem was, I couldn't get time off work, so it was getting a bit stressful trying to organize when they could come out. Fortunately, when I mentioned this to my retired neighbor, Frank, he offered to help and said that if I gave him my key and told him when the appointment was, he'd make sure he was at home and could let the plumber into my place. I wouldn't normally give my key to anyone, but over the 15 years I've been living here, Frank has always been someone I know I can trust. I think that makes the world of difference when it comes to having good neighbors.